Joining us now, John Montague of the Buffalo Maritime Center. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
All right, some exciting news for the Maritime Center, and there's a lot to get into here, but first and foremost, the announcement yesterday that your center is going to be involved in rebuilding a replica of the Seneca Chief. Give us the significance of this particular vessel.
Well, the boat was 73 feet long. It was designed by a Buffalonian named Thaddeus Joy, built actually right under where the hockey rink is right now, in 1825. And it was the vessel that DeWitt Clinton used as his flagship when he left Buffalo with a bucket of water from Lake Erie, the opening of the Erie Canal, which he then dumped into the Atlantic Ocean, kind of symbolizing the opening of the canal. So it's a very significant vessel in American history, as the canal was.
It's interesting you mentioned about how the boat was built where the hockey arena is now. Now this boat is going to be built, or its replica will be built, in public view. Obviously, it's not going to take place at the arena, but just talk about that. How exactly will we be able to see it being built in public view?
Well, actually, this is something we've been advocating for a long time. In fact, it goes back, our first proposal for this was like 19 years ago. But where the commercial slip is today, right across from the Naval Park, that was the entrance of the Erie Canal into Lake Erie. That was the terminus of the canal. Mm-hmm. The boat is going to be built right on the corner, on the south corner of that site. And what's really important about this is that is a sacred site in American history. That is like, you know, Ellis Island. That's the place where lots of things happen. Thousands of people pass through. So it's very significant that the boat's going to be built right there. And it will be open to the public. We'll be using, volunteers as we have in some of the other projects and try to spread the experience of that as widely as possible in the community.
The history of the Erie Canal, I'm curious from your perspective, how has the public come to embrace that history?
Well, it's interesting because it's almost everybody in the world knows the Erie Canal song, the Sal the Mule and all of that.
Right.
But many Buffalonians don't really even know when they're down at canal side. They don't know, like, where's the canal? What's the canal? Does it still exist? And so forth. And so there's a great deal of education needs to be done in kind of reviving that heritage. We're hoping that the boat is really going to help that. The canal still, in its modern version, the barge canal still connects Buffalo to New York City. But the history of that is critically important in America. I mean, it literally made not only Buffalo, but it made New York City America's a commercial center. It had all kinds of effects on how the Civil War turned out. They're just, the implications of it are enormous. And so we think it's really important to kind of introduce not only Buffalonians, but Americans to understand this, particularly during the bicentennial.
Well, John Montague, there's a lot going on here. When will we actually see this boat begin construction?
Well, we're actually starting right away. I mean, thanks to a gift from a loyal Buffalonians, Dave and Joan Rogers, promised to pay for the boat itself. So we are actually, even before the building gets built and so on, which ECHDC is going to be doing, we're ordering lumber. We're starting to work right away. We're going to be seasoning the lumber and so forth over the winter. We will probably actually start assembling the pieces just about next summer, about this time. And we're going to take some time to build the boat because we want to really exploit the presence of the boat, get as many people involved in it as possible, get as many school groups in there. It's going to be really an educational facility. So it's really quite exciting, and it's going to be a major focus and a major theme of our whole waterfront.
John Montague of the Buffalo Maritime Center, thank you very much for spending some time with us this morning.
Well, thank you.